Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Another hour to go. Joe O, Sammy P with you. We start off the show talking about that horrendous Monday Night Football game that we all watched. Maybe we'll go back to that a little bit with our buddy Will Brinson of CBS Sports. Will, does Lisa Ann follow you on Twitter?
Okay. How do you not know? So, maybe.
You would not know if she did?
I don't know what's a crazier response. I don't know, or maybe.
I don't know, maybe. I don't know. I'm always surprised by who does and doesn't follow me on Twitter. I don't know.
Like I won dad, $20 last night.
Okay. Congrats.
Thank you.
Five and oh in the Circa Millions to start the new segment. Thanks to the Chargers covering.
Nobody likes to show off. Show off.
Yeah. I want my name
what
on that
What else did
tweet,
you have?
Circa.
yeah, you're in first place.
In the segment. Texans, Chargers, Rams, Packers, which is also a major sweat too. Then the Jaguars, which was chalky but not sweaty. Wrong team favorite in that game. Because you know why? Because the Colts had Riley Leonard and not Phillip Rivers. That's why.
Yes, that's what I was about to ask you. Are you busy this weekend? Can you play quarterback for Indy?
I mean, Phillip Rivers and I mean, if I had graduated on time, would have graduated in the same year. So, I was at NC State when he was there. It's pretty wild. He's a literal grandfather. He had kids at NC State when he was in college, like multiple kids when he was a college quarterback, and he's a 44-year-old grandfather, which is pretty crazy too. And I think there are worse options out there. Like you're not asking Phillip Rivers to come in if you're the Colts and you're Shane Steichen, you're trying to run the football, trying to play defense, you're having him bang some slants to Michael Pittman. Like I'd rather have Phillip Rivers and Riley Leonard. Shane Steichen was his quarterback's coach in San Diego. Like, he knows the offense.
I was thinking seven kids. I was shorting him.
Oh, it's like a dozen. Yeah, it's 10 kids, yeah.
His youngest
son is 6 months older than his oldest grandson.
Oh, my God. He's going back to the NFL, or trying to at least.
Right.
Get me the hell out of here. Okay, so I just find it fascinating. I don't know what the hell it's going to look at. We take our shots at Aaron Rodgers, how old he looks. He looked pretty good this weekend. From the look ahead, we have a 10-point move on that game, Seattle-Indy. It was 3.5 last week. Right now it's 13.5. Who's going to be quarterback? I don't know. Maybe Leonard plays through the knee soreness. They say it's not going to be Anthony Richardson either. Maybe it's a rip-in that they take off the practice squad. Is an adjustment of 10 too much. Like, we talk about 7-point moves going to backups from elite quarterbacks, that being pretty big. And now we're talking about 10.
Yeah, I don't think it's too much. And I think if you're going to, I like Seattle at 13.5. You know, get them before it crosses 14, because I think it will. Like, the Colts are a good team, but I mean, you're talking about like Riley Leonard might not be able to go. I mean, like Riley Leonard with a bad knee. I don't think there's any possible way you can really put Rivers out there. Like, you can be in great shape as a 44-year-old dad who coaches high school football and is a former professional athlete, and you're still not going to be in like NFL game shape to go into Seattle and play one of the 5 best defenses in football. Like, that's borderline like whatever the I'm sure there's an appropriate phrase for like wanting self harm. Like enjoying self-harm, right? Like, I mean, that's whatever it is, that's it. It's like, I don't know what the actual term is. But like I said, I didn't graduate in 4 years. I think it's like Seattle's defense is so, I would have liked the Seahawks -3.5 against a healthy-ish Daniel Jones. And by the way, like, maybe don't play the quarterback when he's got a fractured fibula. And, you know, I mean, he's probably bound to hurt himself in other ways. I would have liked the Seahawks anyway, because that defense is so good. And just the way that the Colts are trending offensively, you know, they have been front runners all year long. And they're just not a team that can play very well from behind, I don't think. And so Seattle is a team that can come out hot, light you up with the play action that Darnold is so good at, and just clamp you down on defense. I just think this is, it's just a, like, there's no one you're going to get in that building in the next 4 days that's going to be able to make up the difference between these teams. So, yeah, I like Seattle a lot at 13.5, honestly.
The Bears might win 11 games, and I still don't trust them. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think that's fair. You know, Ben Johnson has done a really good job with the, you know, we were talking about the Coach of the Year stuff last week. Ben Johnson's, I mean, the offense is coming along. I think it's a matter of, you kind of feel like, and like the interception at the end by Caleb in that game, it was really more of a great defensive play, I think, than a bad throw. You know, a little more air on it, it's in there, or you hit DJ Moore underneath, maybe that was there. Like, maybe a bad decision, but I don't think it was like a terrible throw. It was a great defensive play, but you do feel like there's just going to be those moments where at some point, it just feels like the Bears are going to get to the playoffs, and there's going to be a poopy pants moment for Caleb Williams at some point in a big playoff game, right? Like, and that's natural. That happens to a lot of, you know, young quarterbacks. And I think, by the way, that's a sneaky monster storyline for the way this bracket is shaping up, is how much new blood there is in the postseason and how often we've seen, you know, like, granted, you know, Patrick Mahomes, you know, first year starting, goes to the AFC Championship game against Brady. Like, probably an anomaly, right? We've seen guys make deeper runs early in their careers. But usually, even for, like, the guys who win the Super Bowls, there's at least, like, you know, a getting used to it type of situation. And so, like, I think, you know, with May, you know, with you know, with Caleb, you know, there's probably going to be a little bit of that in the postseason.
Yeah, I mean, right now we're talking about the top three seeds in the AFC are Knicks, May, and Trevor Lawrence. Like, what world are we living in?
And then Knicks
Burrow's out.
And Knicks obviously went last year, right? Yeah, I mean, like,
yeah.
I mean, like, it really is setting up well for Josh Allen, and then maybe on the other side, Matthew Stafford or Jordan Love, who likes to get streaky hot.
I just keep betting Bills, man. I told Joe, if they actually pull it off, which, you know, long way to go, but if they do, I'll win like 30 racks. Like, I bet them last week at 12-1. I bet some 10-1. I bet some 9-1. I've got probably 4 or 5 pops on them at decent numbers. And if you would have told me before the season, man, he wouldn't have to face maybe Burrow, Lamar, or Mahomes, how much would you have bet on that?
I mean, like a house. I mean, I don't even think you need to have Burrow and Lamar in there. If you just told me the Chiefs aren't the Bills don't have to play the Chiefs in the playoffs, Like, I mean, I don't know what the – I mean, I think anything above 5-1, even if, like you told me they don't win the division, and you don't even tell me who wins the division, just they don't win the division, but they don't have to play the Chiefs in the playoffs, and they do make it as a wild card. Yeah, I mean, anything above 5-1, I'm comfortable with it. What's it at right now? It's got to be
– It's 9. The price – I told Joe, I'm like, the price is – despite all of that that I just laid out, you get a better number than you could have got in the summer.
Yeah, which is – it is a good reminder, like, how different – because, I mean, this will happen a lot where you can bet a team. Like, I've had Rams futures before. I don't think I have any – I got to go look at my accounts, but I don't think I have any Rams, which is sad. I should. But, like, I've had the Rams at, like, 30-1 before the season, and then they get into the playoffs, and there's just, you know, like, behemoths on the other side of the bracket plus, like, you know – I don't know, like a really good Niners team that wins a division, or, you know, like the point being is, like, you get to the beginning of the postseason and the numbers you got, like, in that you've basically been, like, putting in escrow for 4 months are, unless it's a real long time, are usually not that different.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Who's the biggest threat to the Bills in the AFC?
I guess we'll find out Sunday in New England, right? I mean, I think the thing with the Patriots that, you know, I mentioned the May stuff and how he's not, you know, doesn't have the playoff experience. And quite frankly, you know, I mean, he beat the Bills on Sunday Night Football earlier in the year. It's a huge game, huge stage, played great. Coming out party for Drake May. But you go back to college, he didn't win a lot of big games. And I'm not ripping the guy because he's a, you know, because he went to Carolina. Like, he just never beat NC State. Like, literally never beat NC State in the rivalry game. I don't think he ever beat Clemson, lost to Oregon in a bowl. Like, just, and then you look at this season and, like, the schedule is so freaking soft. So it's a little hard to tell with the Pats. But then, like, Vrabel's a great coach. And I wouldn't want to fade him in a big game situation like that. And May is shown to be clutch. So, I mean, I guess the Patriots, maybe Philip Rivers. I mean, it's the Bills are in a good spot, I think, just given the way that the everything's kind of unfolding.
Do you think the Lions make the playoffs? Yes or no?
I'm going to say no, because I think the Rams are going to beat them this week.
It might come down to week 18, like, at Chicago.
That could be.
Yeah. By the way, week 18, interesting spot too. I think the Broncos are at the Chiefs. If the Chiefs have a win and get in scenario, just hypothetically, and you're Sean Payton, do you sit your starters if you clinch like a seed?
No,
you play right. I think you roll him out there. You're like, I don't want this guy in the playoffs. Like you roll him out there trying to beat Mahomes, right?
Yes, have to. You don't want to face that guy. You got to kill the head of the snake.
Would you rather?
The Texans might be the answer for the Bills, honestly, because they have been Josh Allen's kryptonite, and like, there's not many teams that are built or capable of slowing down Josh Allen because he's, you know, one of the biggest freaks we've ever seen. That defense is so good. And CJ Stroud hasn't had the backup season that he's backed up, I guess, this year, but like, or it just sort of regressed over the last two maybe, but like, I do think CJ Stroud is capable of getting white hot. You have an elite receiver in Nico Collins, a really good coach in D'Amico Ryans. I don't know that he is a defensive head coach, and that worries me a little bit, but I think he's a great head coach. That defense could just shut down three straight teams. Like, no problem. That wouldn't surprise me at all. I mean, the way they're playing right now.
Sneaky good game on Sunday afternoon. You got the Saints off a win and the Panthers in a role where they never win as a favorite. What do we do?
Mm. I think if you're betting it, you probably bet the Panthers under three. And then if you're I wouldn't want to lay more than three with the Panthers. I think that's the problem, right? They're a favorite, but we're just asking them to ostensibly win the game. Having the bye is a huge help, I think. If the Panthers were coming off some like big win, and you know, we had the Bryce coaster coming in, I'd be a lot more worried. But I think the Panthers will win this game. Having said that, they've already lost to the Saints, and the Saints just beat the Bucks. So maybe the Saints are maybe the Saints are better than we think. I think the bye is the differentiator here, though. The Saints are running a skeleton crew out there, man.
Yeah. Bucks minus 300 is a joke. If you've watched any Tampa last like 6 weeks, minus 300, they're going to be playing a couple times down the stretch. That'll be fun. Any other games before we've got a couple minutes, like a minute left here, Will? Anything else that stands out?
Maybe I'm an idiot, but that Chargers line doesn't make any sense. Why are the Chargers getting 4.5 from Kansas City the way that Chargers defense is playing? That Chargers defense was hair on fire last night. The Eagles stepped up and, like, you know, I thought played really well in the second half. You know, Harbaugh knows, just like we talked about with Sean Payton in week 18, like you don't wait till the end. You kill the head of the snake right now. You know, Herbert, you heard some of the players talk about it afterwards. They're like, this guy, and Herbert, you see pictures of him on the sideline with that little like half-assed mustache, and you're like, is this guy tough? I mean, like, he is tough as nails, man. I can't believe he's out there a week after surgery. They got the weapons. Amari Hampton looked really good coming off of injured reserve. I was surprised how fresh he looked. Kamani Vidal still playing well. You know, the offensive line is obviously a problem, but I don't think there's any world in which the Chargers should be getting more than a field goal against a Chiefs team that has looked just horrendous on offense. And, you know, while they, you know, like, I think the Chargers can play the brand of offense that you need to play to beat the Chiefs defense.
Will Brinson, CBSSports.com. Thank you, Will. Let's talk next week, all right?
All right, guys. Talk to you next week.
Good stuff there from Will Brinson. We'll continue to talk about the playoff picture on the AFC side. Let's get some college hoops as well. Bet Sweats, Joe O, Sammy P, the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.